everyone, and welcome along to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Global's Make Some Noise. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week Friday. So thank you very much for joining us again. We're just doing a series of short episodes every single day throughout Baby Loss Awareness Week, just and getting on some former and future guests as well. So joining us for today's little episode, we've not had you on for a while actually, is Nathan Ellis, who's joined us on multiple occasions since we first started back in the early days. Hello, Nath.
How you doing? You all right?
So this is the first time Nathan's been on the podcast since he's shaved his head fully. He's fully given in to the bold team. Respect, Nath. Respect, brother.
Yeah, sometimes it's got to be done, Dan, you know.
Bold friend.
Yeah. I tell you what, for a podcast about community and stuff like that, that's really poor, isn't it?
Yeah. Personally, I'm offended, aren't you, Nathan?
I think Dan, maybe we need to start another podcast.
Yeah. What, Dan and Nathan against bold hate speech? That's what we could call it.
What, or Humpty Dumpty?
Or pair of bollocks podcast.
So I think that's about wraps up today's episode. So, Baby Loss Awareness Week, this is Friday's episode, and thank you very much for joining us. What's your take on this as a week? Because you live with this, obviously, every day of your life. How important is this week, and does it do enough to raise awareness?
A difficult question to answer, really, Dan, and I think it's a really individual thing, and one that I think probably changes over time. Do you know what I mean? I think year by year, you probably will have different thoughts and feelings towards it. You know, for example, the first year post losing Carter, for me, it was massive because it gave me the opportunity to do something purposeful post our loss. You know, and I did a fundraising event where I ran a number of miles over the week. And raised a load of money for the charity, and that felt really important for me to feel like I was doing something in Carter's name, yeah. And now to give back to the charity that had really helped. So the first year, that was there was a really clear focus for what I was doing that week, and I kind of was just caught up in the activities of that, really. But there was still, I mean, it was really early doors still for me then, and so there was an awful lot of emotion still, and I'd say I was still really in the early phases of grief, to be honest. Though this for me would be the third kind of cycle of Baby Loss Awareness Week.
Yeah. Can you remember much difference between how you felt on your second one to the first one?
Definitely different. I think more time had passed for me to be able to, you know, not, you don't ever make peace with it, but start to, you know, make sense of it a little bit more in your mind. And of course, by that point, I had a lot more support around me through the charity in particular. And so I think I just felt a little bit more safe and secure going into the week, if that makes sense. That
yeah,
if I did run into difficulties, I knew I had people I could reach out to. And I think that was important. Obviously, now we're on Friday of the week. I think reflecting back on the week, Dan, would be that, you know, I think it's when a week like this comes around, it's really easy to get yourself into a position where, you know, you know that it's coming for months in advance, and you can get yourself in a position where you're bottling all your emotions up, and you do the same. There's potentially the same thing when you're coming up to your little one's sort of heavenly birthday. You've got you know when it's going to come around. So again, you can bottle all those feelings and emotions up and have the week or that date and think, right, I'll just get to then, and then at that point everything comes out, and you can't, and I don't know that it's necessarily the right way of doing things. That's one of the things that I've reflected on over time, is that, you know, to try and avoid looking at it as being a week where I'm going to fall into a hole and be really super low, because it's really easy to do that, and I feel like, I say, because of the support I've got around me, it makes the week less daunting. It's felt like that throughout this week, and I think both Flick and I have really approached the Baby Loss Awareness Week with this really kind of determined mindset and focus to be positive with it. And like I say, that's not to say that we haven't felt sad during the week, because of course you're going to have some negative emotions as well, but it's finding the positives where you can. And I think, you know, when we lost Carter, that was one of the things that we held on to, was rather than think about all the loss and grief, both our own and that of everybody else that are part of this group of bereaved parents, is to look beyond that and look at all of the bereaved parents out there who have then gone on to have you know, further children who are happy and healthy and with us, and kind of, you know, flip the week on its head a little bit and think about, yes, it's Baby Loss Awareness Week, but also it's for all those parents out there, let's shine a light on all the families that have had, you know, the success beyond the loss. So that's kind of where our mindset's been. And as I say, in the early days as well, that was a real important shining light that we needed. The fact that we had Ryan and Amy and Matt, who had, you know, suffered loss and then had, you know, incredible happiness with future children. That was really important. So I think it's a really important event to raise awareness, but I think the event on its own isn't enough. You need to be part of a network of support. And I think that's what the Lily Mae Foundation offers. I think that's the biggest thing, is knowing that when the week comes up, no matter how you're going to feel, whether you've managed to go at it with a positive mindset, whether you end up a little bit low, and whichever way around it happens is perfectly normal, of course, just knowing you've got the support there, that's the bit that's key. And I suppose my final thoughts on it would be, and Dan, you said earlier when we were just chatting before we came on, that, you know, before you met us guys, you were kind of not in this world and aware of the week and so on. And I think that's no bad thing, because there's a degree of raising awareness. But also, I think we've talked before on the podcast about, you know, not wanting to rob people of the naivety of pregnancy.
Yeah.
And being able to be blissfully unaware of the potential heartache that can happen to you.
Yeah.
So it's and again, it's tricky in that way, because you want to kind of make sure everybody understands how to support bereaved parents and what they've been through and all that. But you've got the other side of the coin where you go, also, I don't want to rob people of, you know, what should be really, in a perfect world, just a lovely journey to having your little one here safe and sound. So it's a really tricky thing. But I think, as I say, the most important thing is for us, knowing that we have the support around us, and it allows us to kind of navigate the week in a manner that's positive.
It's true, isn't it? It's a very fine line, and also a lot depends on the personality and the makeup of that, of the person that you are you're dealing with when it comes to that magic and that naivety as well. So very well said, Nathan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks,
no
Mike.
Thanks, Nathan.
How is your little one, by the way?
Yeah, she's doing well.
She's got more hair than him.
Yeah. He can't help it, can he? It's the only thing he said on this episode, is comments about your
scalp. Because I couldn't get a fucking word in because Knife was talking.
Oh dear.
Nathan, love to you all. Thank you very much for joining us. And we'll get you back on for a full episode again at some point soon.
Nice to see you all.
Cheers, Knife.
Right. Cheers, Knife.
Take care, James.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Thank you very much, everyone. That was Friday's episode of the Still Parents podcast for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2023. We've got two more to go, and we will be back tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you guys.